How many of you know forever and ever we're going to be with Jesus? So we're going to, you know, we just have this book. But there's more that we don't even know. The Bible says that if everything is written, there will be the volumes of books will not contain this world. Isn't that awesome? It's just beyond volumes. Think about that. Everywhere packed. So this is just a tiny drop. Somebody shout hallelujah. If I'm you, if I'm saved, every day I'll just be laughing. You got a jackpot. Holy Ghost jackpot. Somebody shout hallelujah. You're going to be with him forever and ever. No more dying. No more sorrow. No more winter. No more cold. No more tears. No more bad attitude. You've never seen somebody with bad attitude ever again. Not from you and not from them. Forever and ever. And you're going to never grow old. So we won't need to be coloring and dyeing our hair like me. Somebody said, I didn't know you have gray hair. Of course. Praise the Lord. We'll paint it for a while. And after a while, we can wear them silver. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, the Bible calls it hoary head. So it's a good thing. God loves it. Amen? He designed it that way. Some of us are just too vain. We just like to paint for a while. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, evil vanity is wrong, but I just paint for a while. Somebody asked me, "So you going to wear your hair natural?" I'm thinking about it. We do all kinds of stuff to look pretty. We're already pretty, but we help ourselves. Because we're girls. I bet if there are no girls, I bet the shopping mall in this world will be very small. And all the husbands will say, "Praise the Lord." They have more money. Praise the Lord. You don't teach them how to shop. Just start from when they can move around and go to the store, you'll find out that it's inbuilt. Praise the Lord. All right, so that's a little bit of just, you got to learn to smile. Amen? Now, somebody told me when you're preaching, you're very serious. I don't know. I don't try to be serious. It's just, that's just my expression. Okay? Everybody have different expressions. Some people, they preach, they just laugh like a laughing jackass. That's their expression. They laugh nonstop. You know, that's not me. You can't make it up. So the point is, don't be somebody else. Just be yourself. Let the Holy Ghost express himself the way he wants to. Say amen. Say amen. When you're yourself, you just relax. Because you're not a performer. Children of God are not performers. We are just the children of the Most High. Can you imagine if you have a child that's always performing to want to win your love? Then something is wrong with that child. Their self-esteem is destroyed. So they need healing. We are the children of the Most High God. You are qualified to be in his table. Say amen. You got your special seat. King of kings. He's prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. And he has anointed my head with what? Oil. And my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, not sometimes, all the days of my life. So today, the oil is there. Amen. Goodness is there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Today, the table has been prepared. Every day. So just be a child of the Most High. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, the scripture is for edification. It's also for correction. And it's also for building. You can build things. You build. We are builders. The word builds. The word creates. The word transforms. The word gives solutions. So it does many things. So we take the whole counsel of God. Amen? All right. I was preaching this morning about living in the spirit. How to live in the spirit and living in the spirit. Is we're first spiritual being, then we are what? Physical. We have a house. My body is my house. Somebody say, my body is my house. All right, I won't go to all of that. Just know I was talking about the Spirit, so if you know, you get that. Okay, turn your Bible to Mark 4. I said to be continued. I'm going to continue from where I stopped. Mark chapter 4, Jesus calls the parable of, it's the parable of the seeds. He explains the seeds, the three different grounds where they fall, and the meaning of them. So, and he said, if you do not know this parable, how would you know every other parable? So take your time when you're at home. Just read Mark chapter 4. Learn about the seed. Everything about God is seed. Now I will say something, then we'll continue Mark 14. Mark chapter 4. Leave your Bible open to Mark 4. In Genesis 3, when man fell, when Adam and Eve fell, one of the words that the Lord used, God himself used, he said the seed of what? The seed of the woman will do what? We bruise, right? But I just want you to remember that word, the seed. Somebody say seed. Seed. Right from beginning, seed. The whole creation in Genesis 1, they came from seed, because chapter 2 tells you when the seed was still in heaven. So how did God use the seed? God spoke seed out from his mouth. So God is, this scripture has not changed. We're just still doing the same one thing, but God is expressing it in many ways. Amen. Once you have the key, you can see it clearly. Just stay with me. Amen? Stay with me. And then don't try to figure it all out. A little bit here, a little bit there, they're going to come together. Praise the Lord. I try to break it down as simple as I can. Praise the Lord. Were you blessed this morning? Okay, I think it can't get simpler than that. Okay, it's very simple. We want the word is not complicated. So God himself talked about the seed. Now he is talking about the seed. And we know that seed of that woman is who? Jesus Christ. He didn't say the seeds. Just one seed. Amen? Here Jesus saying, he's called, this is his doctrine. The doctrine of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is his teaching. This is what he believes in. And this is what he taught. Each time he's teaching about the kingdom, this is what he's teaching. So the word of God is seed. Somebody say seed. The word of God is seed. Well, I didn't make that up. Mark 4:14. Okay, I'll read 13 again. I'll start from there and try to wrap up Mark 4. I got lots of things to cover. Mark, put my offering somewhere. Mark 4, chapter 13. Mark chapter 4, verse 13. And Jesus said unto them, know you not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? They talk about the seeds that fell on the wayside, on the rocky ground, and those that fell on shallow ground. But you have the one that fell on good ground. So don't you know this parable? Now he explains it. Verse 14. The sower soweth what? The seed. And these are they. The sower soweth what? I said the sower soweth the seed. You all said amen. That's not what it says. It says the word. Amen? So when he was teaching in parable, he says it sows the seed. Right? But when he's giving the answer of the parable, he says is the seed is what? The word of God. So the seed of the woman, the seed of the word, was Jesus, not the living word. Born of a woman. God put that redemption right there from beginning. God did not create womb for a woman to have a child later. It was already pre-done before the devil showed up. The seed was already done. Why? Because the Bible says, before the foundation of the world, Christ died for us. The seed was already existing. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can't kill the seed. The word is alive. So the seed, somebody said the seed is the word of God. Okay, but you have to sow it. Verse 15. These are they by the wayside, which where the word is sown, but where they have, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. How does Satan get into your heart? Does he have long finger like God? He doesn't. God has a finger. You know, all the signs and wonders that Moses was doing, they say this is the finger of the Lord. Right? Does Satan have the same finger? No. He's a created being. Only man is created in the image and likeness of God. Angels are not created in the image and likeness of God. They're just called the sons of God. They don't have all the things that you have. Oh yeah, they are messengers. Why? God made you above the angels. Somebody shout hallelujah. But they know one thing. They know how to worship and they know how to go to God and get answers and bring it to us. They are workers for mankind. Somebody shout hallelujah. They are staff. They are God's staff and our staff. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you are the heir. Angels are not heir. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say I'm an heir. Not only are you heir, you are joint heir with Christ Jesus. You are in Jesus category. God class. Somebody say, what class you belong? God class. Say I'm a God class person. And you should be ashamed to say that because that's who you are. Amen? Not being humble is not saying that. When you're humble, you have to say that because that's how God sees you. And you are proud of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say, so how does it get into the heart? It gets into the heart because it says the thing did not go deep. It's shallow. Now, as you're hearing the word of God, stay with the words so it can stay. I was going to give an analogy, but there are too many children here. Praise the Lord. Stay in the word. Somebody stay in the word. When you hear the word, stay with that word. I listened to Pastor Daniel pray this morning. What we did on Friday during prayer time, some of those scriptures, I heard it in his prayer. That means he stayed in the word. If he didn't stay, it won't be there. Somebody shout hallelujah. You must stay in the word. As you get that word, put it in your spirit. Don't put it in your flesh. Most of you hearing the word, you either take a step forward ahead or a step forward behind, or you go on a tangent. It's like when you lead a dog to go on a walk. What does the dog do if you don't put a chain? Yeah, he has his own agenda. So the master must control it. You are the spirit man. You must control your flesh. Somebody shout hallelujah. You, the spirit man, controls your flesh. If you don't control it, it's going to run ahead or run sideways. And then you're distracted and you're lost in the boonies. Somebody say, I'm not distractible. I'm highly focused. I say, I'm highly focused. Somebody shout hallelujah. All right, 16 says, and these are they likewise. Who are these people that heard the word that Satan takes it away? Which are sown, these are they likewise, which are sown on where? Stony ground. Who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with what? Gladness. I think that should be a good thing when you receive God's word with gladness. Now, but look at what happened. Verse 17. And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. When you're a Christian, the persecution that comes into your life, your suffering is because of the word. Because of the word. Satan wants that word from you. He doesn't want you to keep it. Because once you keep the word, you live by it, you're going to be a victorious person. So what's the first thing he does? Goes after the word. This is God himself speaking through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So life in the spirit, to remain in this consistent, victorious life, the spirit of the word must be inside you. Amen? The word, the spirit, comes from the spirit. From God himself. Man shall not live by what? Matthew 4 tells us. Man shall not do what? live by bread alone, but by what? How many words? Is this every word coming from Jesus' mouth? In my Bible, it's written in red. I don't know what your Bible say. Red. They don't have it yet in iPad. Maybe they do. In some. They do? In red? Oh, I don't have that yet, so I need that in mine. Praise the Lord. Yeah, mine is old. When they started, I got my soul. But it works. Praise. Android? This is iPad, yeah, so they don't have it. Oh, if somebody has it, let me know. Anyway, the young people know. Nicole will find out. She is good with all those things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. So, but in your paper Bible, your hard copy, you have what? It's written in red. So every word, we live by what? The word. So this word you're hearing right now tonight, that's how you live. Living the life of the Spirit, this is how you live. Not how you were raised. Not by the culture you were raised, but by the culture of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. A lot of people are so cultural minded that they are spiritually dead. Somebody say, I will live by the Holy Ghost. Okay, so what did he tell you? For two things. Two things does it. Verse 17. Make sure you mark that in your Bible, so I'm not going to allow this in my life. And have no root in themselves. And so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. So if you are easily offended person, your spirit is in danger. Somebody say, from now on, I'm not going to take offense. He didn't tell you that you won't be offended. We live in a world where offense is the norm. People offend people. But you have a choice not to take it. Somebody say amen. Say, I'm not taking that. Because when you take that, you lose the word. You lose your treasure. The word of God is a treasure. Amen? You lose the preciousness. So you're not going to get any fruit. So I'm keeping the word. Okay, verse 18. It's getting too quiet. So let's move on. 18. And these are they which, what? And these are they which are sown among what? Thorns. Such as hear the word. So it's explaining each one. Why the thorns? Verse 19 gives you the answer. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of what? Riches. And the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Should have just read that before I said it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So, what do you do living in the Spirit? You got to be aware of these scriptures. Not for other people, for yourself. Say for myself. Say for myself. It's up to you how you want to live your life. God never forces anybody. He just puts it out there for us. So living in the Spirit, you have to deal with what? The cares. What are the cares of this world? You're so mindful of the world. Everything that's going on in the world is your business. If I ask us to list some cares right now, maybe I'll get two or three people. Somebody give me a care. Bills. Mr. Bill. Right? Mr. Bill is a care. Well, whether you like it or not, Bill shows up and he enters your house. And you got to pay up. Right? So that's a care. What else? Somebody give me another one. Sickness. Cares of this world. Disease. There's no disease in heaven. So that's why you must keep this word. So when you go into heaven, you will never be sick ever again. Amen? Okay. What else? Somebody give me another cares. Competition. People want to outdo the other person. The Joneses. We must be like the Joneses or pass the Joneses. Mr. Jones buy a red carpet, you got to buy a yellow and red one. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, so he said the cares. So once you zone into cares, you lose the word. It kills the word. Nothing can kill the word, but it kills it for you. Somebody said, my heart is too precious. I told you Satan can't get in, but you can do the work for him. I'm not Satan's partner. And I'm not going to do any work for him. In Jesus' name. The cares of this world. You see somebody buy a red shoe, you got to run to the store right away. Go look for it. If you can find it to buy. They don't do that in this church. But I know some churches, you know, when we travel, the pastor always say, oh, the women in that church, they compete with my wife. If she puts on 2 inches high heel, they're going to put on 3 inches high heel. Who cares? It's your heel. It's your, I don't care about those things. Praise the Lord. Actually, some people have come to me and say, where did you buy that? I said, I don't shop here. So, question answered. So, save your time from running around. Somebody shout hallelujah. Even when I go to the restaurant, it's ridiculous. And it's always women doing it. Old or young, they come. Me eating, minding my food, eating my food. Say, oh my God, I just can't get my eyes out of your purse. Where did you get that? I say, not from here. Then goes, where did you get that top? So nice. First, I don't answer. I just pretend like I don't hear. They can't stop. They just can't help themselves. They come closer. And then they ask me. So I say, oh, it's not from here. Say, but where? I say, oh, I travel a lot. It doesn't come from here. Then case closed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, some things I have local. But the point is, those are cares. That's not your focus. Your focus should be about God. How do I get this victory? Amen? I need victory. What is the answer? That's what you should be asking. When this is happening to me, how do I get out of this? That should be, you ask that kind of question, I'll be glad to help you. But that is not an open thing for you to disturb right now. So, praise the Lord. We teach enough that you have more than enough. Amen? But if you're really desperate, God has an answer. Somebody say, no more cares. If your neighbor puts a Christmas light on their yard, oh, we have one neighbor we used to have, my God, we moved from that house, but it's like Elmo came to town. That's what my, everything is there. And now most people in that street, they're beginning to do the same thing. So now the street is going to look tacky because too much is what? Too much. Right? They're beautiful, but let the beauty show. Amen? So those are cares. They choke. Something that is beautiful begins to destroy it. Say your heart is beautiful. My heart is beautiful. And I'm not going to allow it to be choked. Okay, so that's enough cares. So you can deal with cares. Okay, it happens in the office. It happens at home. It happens everywhere. But we're not dealing with that. It's a cares, deceitfulness of riches. If I just do 10 jobs, I'm just going to have so much money. I'll tell you, you start that lifestyle, you're going to do 10 jobs, and your kids are going to be graduating, and you know nothing about your children's life. Why don't you ask God, just give me the job, one job, that as if I've earned 10 jobs. It is working. We have people in this ministry making mega money. Somebody shout hallelujah. They're not making small money. In Toronto, in Winnipeg, they are making good money. Praise the Lord. And they're still home with their family. Amen? God gave it to them. They take the word and they believe it. Somebody shout hallelujah. And then we have some that are still struggling forever. They can't keep one. Say, I've changed today. No more chokers. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to start seeing people saying, oh, I don't just make six figures anymore, I'm making seven. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, some of you couldn't say amen to that because you don't see it happening. You're still content with under five. Say, I lock into that. It's God that does it. It's happening. And you wouldn't know the kind of people it's happening to. But they hook into the word. They hear the word, they take it, and they latch to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let me finish this. 20. And these are they which are what? Sown on good ground. So it's three-level sowing. We read that in the beginning of chapter 4. So now this is Jesus explaining the parable. Those sown in good ground. This is what's happening to them. Okay? What's happening to them? Such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth what? Fruit. Some what? 30-fold, 60, some 100. What is missing? There's no cares. They just hear and receive. They did not allow any chokers. They did not allow any offense. These are the producers. You don't have a choice. You must produce. Somebody say, I must produce. The word works. You put the seed in the earth, you put the seed in the fertile heart, it must produce. The minimum production is what? 30. 60%. 100%. I like the 100%. Say amen. So that means it's going to grow. You might start at 30%. You don't even start at 10%. You start at 30. And then quickly, you're already at 100. Is that what it says? I'm not the one saying this. Jesus said it. And I've seen it work. Say amen. 21. And he said unto them, is a candle? Okay, you need to read all of that. So I'm going to move forward. Let's go to verse 26. Move forward. Read the whole thing. Verse 26 of chapter 4. We're saying living life in the spirit. So living in the spirit, just receive the, hear the word and receive it. Don't add. Don't mess around. Let it work. Amen? It's a seed, and seed grows. They become plants and trees, and they bear fruit. 26, verse 26 of Mark 4. And he said, so is what? The kingdom of God. As if a man should cast what? Seed into the ground, and should sleep, and rise night and day, and the seed should what? Spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. All you know, you sow the seed. We do this. Springtime, summertime, we do a lot of little gardening. We plant our seed. We go to sleep. And later, what do we find? All of a sudden, they've grown up. Plants grow. We see fruit. You plant a tomato. You start with a little seed. Or you can go buy the little plant, or somebody gives it to you. You plant it. And then what? Before the summer comes to an end, what happened? You got tomatoes. How did it happen? Were you, did you put a camera on it? They can do that now. Well, you don't bother waking up in the night. Oh, is there any fruit yet? The more you look at it, nothing is happening. Just rest, and you know you're going to have a harvest. Somebody shout hallelujah. And they are so sweet when you plant them that way. Because there's no chemical. It's just... So the earth will do what it needs to do. The nutrients and everything it needs to do, the earth has been commanded to bring forth her increase. The word works. All you need to do, put it. So also, life in the spirit, when you put the word of God in your heart, there's going to be things coming out of you and into your life. Say amen. Good things are going to be coming. You don't know how they are happening, but it's happening. Say amen. So just go to sleep. Somebody say, go to sleep. Go rest. Be like Adam. Adam went to sleep. And then what happened? What did he find when he woke up? He got Eve. Amen? Beautiful woman. He went, whoa, man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I bet that's how he did it. He go, whoa, man, because she was beautiful. And then he called her mother of all living. Every living thing. That alone is a message of itself. Praise the Lord. Another time. Praise God. All right. Verse 27, Mark 4. And should what? Sleep and rise. So we did that already. 28. Mark 4:28. For the earth bringeth forth what? Fruit of herself. First the blade, then what? The ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. So that's the process. It has a process. Just sow the seed. The word you're hearing tonight is already gone in. You're going to see blade start coming out of you. Things will start coming out of you. Something will start happening in your life. You know, you don't know how it happened. It starts coming out. And then you go, Then you say, wow, I never knew this. But the word has gone to work. Amen? Then the ear starts very tiny. Then we're going to see. People start saying it doesn't show fruit. But the fruit is going to show up. Somebody shout hallelujah. A lot of people have come to this ministry. They came and they went, oh my goodness, if we can't, so many people have passed through these doors. There are so many. They did not wait to see the fruit. They waited, they just saw what? The tiny little what? Blade. It's like blade can't sustain them. Some stayed. They saw what? The ear. Ear could not sustain them. But they did not wait for the full corn. Somebody say, I'm going to wait for the full corn. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Do you know how many ministries, pastors, watch this program? They say, I get all my messages. I prepare my messages from this ministry. Somebody shout hallelujah. They can't hide it anymore. They just say it. I get my messages. I get tons of messages from this ministry. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, do you know? I don't know how our messages go everywhere, even up to Pakistan. People are getting messages there. Do you know we've been invited many times to go preach in Pakistan? Somebody shout hallelujah. But the Lord didn't give green light yet. So when He does, we'll go. And when He gives the green light, you go, you're protected. Praise the Lord. Doesn't give you green light, you don't say, well, I'm just going to show it. Somebody say the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember we were in a meeting. There's this young couple with their baby, you know, from Pakistan. Say, Pastor, we prepared. Just come. They called me mommy and they called her daddy. I said, I don't even know. I asked my husband. Program. They go on the internet. They hear the word. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you are part of that because you gave to that. Say amen. Say amen. The word works. Everywhere they go to, I go to the store, same thing. I must see somebody. And somebody must come. The word works. They say, oh, I'm so blessed. I never heard it this way before. I never saw it this way. It doesn't just happen. It's called revelation. It's there. You can read it and read it until God opens your eyes. Somebody shout hallelujah. We are revelation preachers. Apostle is and I am. Somebody shout hallelujah. We talk revelation when we are together. Everything just starts flowing. And we just shout and we give God glory. There's no end. But at one time I was blind too. I couldn't see. I read the scripture. I've read scriptures from when I was in grade one. Somebody shout hallelujah. And I couldn't see all these things. I just see it as a story too. I just enjoyed it. But when revelation comes, every line you begin to see things. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you can be sleeping and somebody slap you and wake up and say, preach, you can preach. Praise the Lord. Well, that's how I got trained. Apostle used to just say, you're preaching. He doesn't give you notice. He gives some of you notice and give you a day or two. He just says right away, preach. You should see most of those TV programs we do. I just get the information before we go and preach. Either flow or sink. Praise the Lord. At first I got mad. I said, you want me to embarrass myself out there? But then I learned how to depend on the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost will show up. I said, the blade is working. So they say the blade is there. The corn is going to show up. The ear, that's what people are saying, but the corn is there and it's going to be delicious. Somebody shout hallelujah. And all our sons and our daughters in this ministry, they they can preach. Praise the Lord. They are anointed because they're sitting under the same anointing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I remember in the early 70s, first time they called me publicly to pray, I said, my God, I'm sitting like you, like that. I never saw it coming. But I never understood God highlighting at that time. Just called. You come and pray. My Jesus. And before all kinds of educated people, you're going to be the one praying. I never prayed in public ever in my life. My mother was a praying person. 4 a.m. she's up, she's on her knees praying. But that was not my thing. We just ate, play, and walk. Went to church. Just like most families, same routine. Routine life. We go to church, we eat, and we go home. Right? Say, I'm a Christian. I just go to church. That was the life. And say, you pray and go, huh? What I prayed, I don't know. What I prayed. Praise the Lord. But I tell you, from that moment, the spirit of prayer hit me. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's when I knew there's an anointing to pray, because it was not my ability, it was the ability of the Lord. It didn't take long from that moment, God began to heal people in my family and different places. People falling down, convulsing, the Holy Ghost will heal them. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. And some of these things I forget until I travel back and then they tell me these stories. I kind of did not focus on it, because I knew it didn't come from me. It came from the Holy Ghost. But the word I've been putting and eating has become what? It's become blade. It has become ear, and it has become corn. And I never knew it. By the fullness of time, it shows up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I wasn't a preacher. I was just a Christian. Praise the Lord. God is good. And once you see God know, and you know yourself, and you know the life and the spirit really works. And then the eyes began to open and begin to see. Praise the Lord. I saw Canada before I came to Canada. I saw Winnipeg before I came to Winnipeg. I saw Port-de-Germain before I came to Port-de-Germain. I saw the car that I was going to use to learn to drive before I saw the car. God is a specific God. I saw our native brothers, and I saw their towns and their villages before I came here. Somebody shout hallelujah. I wasn't married to Apostle at the time. We never met, but God started showing me things. Somebody shout hallelujah. And then when we met in 75. 75, we met January. And then in 76, September, he was called to full-time ministry. Somebody shout hallelujah. He was going to be a doctor and also run his father's business, because the father had a lot of business at the time. He's the first child, first son in his family and firstborn. Somebody shout hallelujah. So dating was not looking forward to being a pastor, but that was always the destiny. God has already planned it. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when he approached me, I never even gave him any answer. I just said, if it's God's will, it's going to come to pass, because marriage was not under my radar at that time. Somebody shout hallelujah. But in the fullness of time, 6 years later, we got married. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But all we did all the time, we talked the word. From day one, we talked the word. And my church was on TV at the time, so he could see me on TV, but I never saw him. I was on TV. So TV has been in the blood. Somebody shout hallelujah. I was always on the front row, and the camera really loves me. Up to today, the camera loves me. People get video, I go to Papa's ministry. They say, oh, the camera loves you. We see you all the time. I go, it just loves me. Praise the Lord. Somebody say free advertisement. You couldn't say free advertisement. God will advertise you when he has something inside you that he wants people to know. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you can just wear your jeans and don't even do your makeup, he still advertise you. I wasn't wearing makeup at the time. I started wearing makeup when I got married. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, we were in this city and somebody came and said this, oh, your color is winter and whatever, summer and all that. So they did the makeup, it looked good, and my husband said it looks good from there on. I wore makeup. I never did. I just moisturized my lip. That was all. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh yeah, I wore eyeliner. I always wore eyeliner and I had lip. Huh? Huh? What? Lead. That's okay, it doesn't affect me. I have sharp eyes. That's what you call it? That's what they call the stuff? Oh yeah. Oh no, I didn't do the lead. I did natural. There's a natural thing in my area. It's called Tiro. Yeah. Yeah, Tiro. No, that's the natural product. Yeah, the pencil one, that's lead. No, that's natural product called Tiro. It's almost like the henna that Middle Eastern use. But you have the natural one that you grind it and then you use that. And ours had blue. So if you look at my eyeliner, it's always what? Blue. So that's from 3 months, Mama was doing it. So I've been wearing eyeliner since I was 3 months old. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't know how we went into this personal stories tonight, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I normally don't tell a lot of personal stories. So praise God forevermore. Somebody says something is working. God is working in my life. And God is going to showcase my life. He has invested in you, so his investment will not be wasted. Somebody shout hallelujah. Your life is going to be so great. And then you go say, is that them? I listen to my children when they are challenged, and I see faith rolling out of them and the strength, and I go, my goodness, that word has always been there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When they were growing up, we read the word every day in our home. We taught you guys, but we taught them at home. Every day. And they all have to make commentaries. Everybody. Everybody. You have to read the word and tell what you saw in there. Somebody shout hallelujah. We did that every day. Monday to Sunday. Every day was the word. As they became teenagers, they said, not again. It's too long. 1 hour. They did the word. Thank God that word was there. Praise the Lord. Because as they begin to go to university and doing other stuff, they begin to say, walking. They go, I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I don't know if I'll be. The word works. But when anything rises, you see strong faith coming out of them. Me and Apostle, we stand amazed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The word is in you. And it's going to come alive. No more chokers. Somebody say, no more chokers. No more chokers. I don't know how the time went. It looks like our time is up. Let me wrap this up. Only one chapter. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse what? Where did I start? I'm going to just wrap it up in verse 32. Did I do 28? Okay, I did 28. Verse 29 of Mark 4. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the what? The sickle. You got to cut it. You got to harvest it. Because the harvest is what? Come. You can't waste your harvest. What's the point of sowing the seed and you don't? So all the word, what's that? The life in the spirit, as the word of God is sown inside you and it's working and it's manifesting, use it. That's the point. Don't let it stay there for waste. So that means you got to open your mouth and begin to use it. So when it comes to divine health, don't wait till you are sick. You got to speak divine health every day. Amen? You speak divine health. I mean, if you spoke divine health over yourself today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody should do it every day. I am the healed of the Lord, walking in divine health. That's the word of the Lord. By his stripes, I am healed. So he's done it already. And if we're healed, we're healed. So healing is the children's meat. And I'm a child of the Most High God. I eat that meat every day. So when you're drinking your tea and your coffee and you're eating your potatoes and your whatever you eat at home, sardines, I don't know what you eat, eat the word. You're eating the word right now. Somebody shout hallelujah. So children's healing is children's meat. So as you eat, your water and your bread is blessed. And sickness and disease is removed from you. That's the word of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. So I'm the healed of the Lord. Walking in divine health. So you say the word. That's putting the sickle and using it. The harvest has come. I'm harvesting health. Oh, I just feel like stopping. Are you getting what I'm saying? You shouldn't fall into sick at all. Somebody shout hallelujah. And if you're sick already, you can force that enough. I'm going to teach you next time how to push it out. But I'm not going there yet. This is just, I'm just starting. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a place when you live in the spirit, you can push anything out. Just this week, I should have ended up in the hospital. I made hot tea, really hot, with my big cup, like Sister Lindsay's cup, that size. And it's China, so it's really hot. Just boiling hot, and I put in the tray, like, it's time to go to bed, it's my routine. I carry my little tea, go to my bedside, put it down, I drink it, and I sleep, you know, because I like the warmth of tea. Now, as I was carrying my little tea, guess what happened to my tea? Everything poured on me. I don't know how that happened. I don't drop things. I drop things if I'm really tired, but I hardly drop things or break things. The cup did not break. Guess what? Every single drop just poured. Poured right on me from here down. And it was burning. But the Holy Ghost already taught me how to deal with things like that. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is not one scar in my body. There is not one burnt in my body. So this is the most thin part of your body that is thinner than your hand. Everything would have been wrecked. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So I'm going to teach you how to deal with that. I've taught you some, but there's plenty. Praise the Lord. You live in the spirit, it's a different thing. The things that need to affect you do not affect you. And you can't explain it. You just know it works. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So put in the sickle, harvest it right away. Don't put it to waste. What you're hearing tonight, harvest. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So when those things happen to me, I say, Holy Ghost, you showed up again. Here's another teachable moment. Oh, I could have been screaming, ow, ow. Call 911. Get me to the hospital. No way. That has left my spirit 100%. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is a realm. Amen. And I don't want to be the only one living. I want all of us. Amen. Amen? Living in that realm. Two more verses and we're done. Verse 30 of Mark 4. Whereunto shall we? And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? Then say, this is how he compared the kingdom of God. He said, it is like a grain of what? Mustard seed. Which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. So the word you are hearing tonight, it looks like it's not doing much. But it's very big. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's mustard seed. But it's not going to remain a tiniest seed forever. Something is going to change. Somebody shout hallelujah. Immediately you hear the word, your life has changed. Verse 32. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh what? Greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Somebody shout hallelujah. One seed grows and it becomes shelter for the birds. Becomes a home, bird home. Tiny seed. I've given some of us mustard seed before. I think I see I have a little bit left. It's very tiny. Tiny seed. But it becomes a tree. How does that tiny seed? Because it's been programmed to become a tree. But you must sow it. You must activate it. The seed, since all these years I brought that seed from Israel, is still in the bottle, it's still in the jar. It's not growing. Somebody shout hallelujah. For it to grow, you sow it. For you to grow in your spiritual walk, sow the word inside yourself. The word you hear, let it go to work. You have no choice, but you will grow. And you will become a shelter for many people. Somebody shout hallelujah. So it will benefit you and benefit others. The word makes you great. The word of God we preach in this house has taken us to so many nations. If I begin to list the nations tonight, there are so many. Somebody shout hallelujah. Just South America alone, let's say Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, Venezuela. There's so many. Nicaragua, Peru. Okay, there's so many. Oh, we've not gone to Peru. I'm listening where we have been. Somebody shout hallelujah. We've not been to Belize or Peru. Mexico, Honduras, Colombia. Somebody, that's just South America. Somebody shout hallelujah. Argentina. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's so many, so I didn't list all of them. That's just that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Should we list Africa? If I want to, I can. There are many, so I'll just give you a few. How about, let's go. Let's go from under up. South Africa. There's some other countries in South Africa. I'm trying to remember all their names. Not Namibia. Just the other side of it. We didn't go there yet. Yeah, we didn't go there yet. A few, about three in South Africa, down there, right? Then you have East. You have Kenya, of course. You have Ethiopia. You have Sudan. You have Ivory Coast. You have Ghana. You have Sierra Leone. You have that. I've gone to West now. So just a few, of course, Nigeria. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is going there? Sowing the word. The word is taking you, the blade. The seed is carrying you that far. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's the word. Somebody say the word. Somebody say the word. Burundi. Rwanda. Somebody shout hallelujah. The word. Somebody say the word. Somebody say the word. Somebody say Togo. The word. The word takes you there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, right now, Pastor is preaching in Paris. We should be going there, say City of Love, and going to do romantic stuff, but it's the word of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's not doing any tour. He just got home at 2:30 a.m. And I say, go to sleep. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Somebody say benefit. Say abundant benefit. He's blessed forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. And because he's your spiritual father, you are blessed forever. Somebody shout hallelujah. A father takes care of his children. Somebody shout hallelujah. We are blessed forever. My seed is blessed forever. Forever and ever. Because God has guaranteed in his word that you do this, you get 100-fold in this world and the world to come. So I'm in the 100-fold class. Somebody shout hallelujah. So if you want to be in the 100-fold class, you better give it all to the Lord. Amen. You can't just be in 100-fold. See, if you do it, you let go, father, mother, let go of everything and surrender to me, you're going to get 100-fold. So just because you didn't see the blade and the ear, the corn is already made. Somebody shout hallelujah. But no matter what, we have 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. You're already a champion. Amen. Somebody say, I'm a champion. Say, I'm a champion. Say, I'm a champion. Me and my household. In the name of Jesus. In the name. I think I finished up to 30. Did I do it? Yes. So praise the Lord. I got to stop there. I think our time is up. Praise the Lord. Praise God.